and the state government has released the third round of tourism vouchers, and this is going towards tourism operators and experiences. And joining us in the studio this morning is State Member for Flinders, Peter Treloar. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Keith.
What is the story with the third round of vouchers? Because I would have thought that if you were putting out a second round of vouchers with accommodation, you'd want to put the experiences with them to begin with.
Yeah, well, this is the third iteration of what's been a really successful program, Keith. As you know, we're on the back of, and nobody will ever forget, 2020 as the year of COVID, of course. And what we're really looking to do is encourage intrastate tourism. And we saw that only too well here in the second half of last year. From the June long weekend end on, really, I guess, we started to see an influx of tourists into regional areas, and we noticed it here on the Eyre Peninsula particularly. And that was a good thing. And what we want to do is ensure that that continues. And I know probably the program worked a little bit too well first time round, and there was certainly an influx which we weren't expecting, and often our facilities were tested, and I guess we can talk about that as we go through. But this time around, we're offering $50, $100 and $200 vouchers for use on participating hosted tours and experiences. So, in other words, we have many tourist operators here on the Eyre Peninsula, on the West Coast, who offer not just a tour but an experience, let's say. We all know our fabulous beaches, lifestyle and food that's on offer. And it's for operators, I guess, to register to be a part of this, but that then enables them to subsidise, I guess, their participants in the tours.
So what I'm understanding from that, speaking with Peter Treloar, the State Member for Flinders, about the tourism voucher scheme that the state government has re-released for the third round, what I'm understanding from that is that you wanted people visiting the regions to begin with, just to get them out and about again, and once they're feeling a bit more confident, that's when they can go and explore the experiences and be around other people almost again, now that the opportunity is there.
We saw a lot of regular visitors here last year, but we also saw a lot of first-time visitors. People, unbelievable to us, of course, but people often from other parts of our state, and in particular the metropolitan area, had not even visited Eyre Peninsula in the past, had not visited Port Lincoln, where we are today. And to get them here for the first time was a good thing. They came to understand and realise what a great destination we have here, and we want to encourage them back and to bring their families next time.
Does this apply specifically to rural and regional operators, or is this a statewide measure?
Well, it's statewide, but it's particularly aimed at regional areas. And I must stress, Keith, these vouchers will be available after Easter and April school holidays, because what we're expecting is that people will come here anyway. Well, we're hoping that people will come here anyway over the Easter and school holidays, and the vouchers will become available following that and hopefully keep people coming.
Certainly hope that they do keep coming and pumping more money into the local economy here on the Eyre Peninsula. Peter Treloar, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Keith.